Hello and welcome to STFU Radio. That song we just played for you was the Kingdom Hearts theme. And we have a bit of a theme with the songs here. Except for the last one, it's all going to be songs that were uber popular a couple years ago, but you've never heard since then. And also, happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. In advance a little bit, because it's on Tuesday, and that's pretty late.
I love you.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, God. So, yeah, we don't have an email today, so you heartless bastards need to send us email, stfuradio@yahoo.com. And, yeah, and I'm also going to read a little thing I wrote a little while ago when I was hella bored that some of you might enjoy for, like, 30 minutes because I have no life. Or, for, like, 30 minutes I wrote it because I have no life. So, and it's everything I hate about MySpace, or at least the seven things that I could think up off the top of my head and write huge paragraphs about. First thing, motherfuckers who put a gazillion pictures on their MySpace. Fuck y'all, it's not like the world has unlimited fucking bandwidth. When I have to fucking close the internet window because my fucking comp is crashing because it's fucking uploading so many fucking pictures from your fucking MySpace page, there's a fucking major fucking problem. If I fucking go to one more fucking page that has over seven fucking pictures on it, I will fucking kill that fucking motherfucker who has that fucking MySpace. Stop laughing. It's not funny. That's a serious business.
Dude, yes,
sorry,
it is.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Second, dumbasses who put weird-ass fonts and background pictures and colors on their MySpace page. Are you fucking trying to fucking blind the fuck out of me? I fucking would like to keep my fucking vision intact. If you fucking put a font that can't be fucking read by fucking anyone, or put a fucking background picture that is really fucking bright, or fucking put bright text on a fucking bright background, or fucking do some other fucking shit that makes fucking your page fucking impossible to read and fucking blinds me, I will fucking shoot you in your fucking left tit, or left nut, or left tit if you are a fucking chick or a fucking man with man fucking boobs.
Also, something you don't want to do is have, like, an Ashley Simpson background that's yellow and have a green text. That's fucking annoying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it hurts my eyes.
Yeah. And I have no intention of wearing glasses anytime soon. Okay, third. Guys who feel the fucking need to fucking put a fucking picture of himself fucking without a shirt, flexing their fucking muscles. I'm fucking bi, and this fucking annoys me. These aren't strippers.
These are
bums loaded up on fucking steroids until the fucking nerve endings in their whole fucking body fucking fail. Go get a fucking life, motherfucker. I don't fucking care about how many fucking steroids you fucking take or how fucking sexy you think you fucking are. You are a fucking egotistical trick who is going to be fucking unemployed and not going to fucking go to college as soon as you fucking finish high school, assuming that you can even fucking pass that, motherfucker. Idris, I'm talking to you! Take that fucking annoying-ass fucking picture off the fucking main picture of your MySpace and put the fucking steroids down.
So
put them down.
Put a bottle of the steroids for the picture. My life, my love.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Fourth, MySpace runs fucking IIS. To all who don't know what that is, that's a Windows server. Windows can't run a server. So Tom and all those idiots who run fucking MySpace are total dipshits. Don't they realize that the fucking servers in my fucking living room are more fucking reliable than the fucking servers used for fucking MySpace? Use fucking Apache, you dumbasses. Windows servers suck ass. If anyone is fucking wondered why MySpace is always down, it's because they fucking run IIS servers. Windows can't do fucking servers. Install fucking Linux or OpenBSD and fucking and put fucking Apache on your fucking servers. And maybe they would be fucking at least a little fucking reliable. Five. People who put fucking crappy ass music or videos on their page. First off, the videos do the same thing as the pictures, only way fucking worse. They take fucking forever to load and they rape my fucking bandwidth. Stop using fucking music fucking videos in your fucking profiles and stop putting fucking shitty music in your profiles. Actually, stop listening to shitty fucking music all the fucking together. If I go in one more fucking profile where I hear some emo ass music or have some huge video that takes forever to load up and it kicks me off the internet for the rest of the week, I'm going to fucking smash out and fucking die of a fucking seizure. Six. Emo fucking kids. Stop cutting your fucking arms and fucking wait for me to fucking come and slit your fucking throat. Enough fucking said. 7. Bola fucking tins. Stop trying to get fucking everyone in the world to read your fucking bulletins when they're fucking... No one really cares, so stop fucking saying to fucking repost bulletins because it is one of the most fucking annoying things ever. When one fucking sees 50 fucking bulletins a fucking day that say, repost this shit, nigger, one gets fucking annoyed with it. Have a fucking nice day, bitches. Dr. fucking Loxy2A.
Oh, and also with the bulletins. If you don't repost them, your penis won't fall off, so don't worry.
Yeah.
And I...
That is something I wrote and posted on MySpace.
Yeah, amen, amen.
I just like it was inspired.
I'd like to point out that Tom Anderson runs MySpace, or at least claims to, and he is one of the biggest assholes I've ever heard of in my entire life, and me and some people are organizing a trip to go down to Santa Clarita, where he lives, and kick his ass. So if you want to be part of that, hit me a line up at countykid@gmail.com. We're going to get a bus together with some bats, some torches. Well, good. You better take it as a threat. You better run, Tom. You hear me? If you listen to this, you better run, bitch. Run and hide.
I want to start making songs soon. If any of them want to hear them, just email me at blackroses@gmail.com. Thanks.
No one cares. Do I have to kick you out of the room?
No.
Oh, by the way, this is the first episode where we're not over Asterix. We're actually all in the same room.
Yeah.
So if Black Roses here says something stupid, I can actually punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'll allow it too. I'm just bro.
Straight up.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I don't think we introduced ourselves, so I'm Dr. Loxy2A as usual. We have County Kid here,
Yo.
Sandman who was on before, and Sandman's little brother, Black Roses.
Black Rose.
Black Roses, Black Rose, same damn thing. Okay, so next song we're going to play is called Pump It Up by Joe Buttons, and with our theme... Everybody loved this song a couple years ago, but you know you haven't heard it since then. So enjoy and have fun with it.
Pump it up, you came to get it drunk with a dame, my shit is drunk, you came to get it on. More than 5 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that spank and get it on. Spank to fit it on, came to get it on. Hold up, she wanna work that,
nope.
Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that, till you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut her after we done, it wasn't worth that. Joey ain't responsible for bringing dirt back. Can we back up? She has the bar style and she throwing it up. She drank a little Hypno, throwing it up. But I'm only dealing with freaks that wanna cut mine. If you agree and want nut, can't afford to get it played late night on BT Uncut.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean, do your thing, let me do my thing.
Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustler, do your thing, let me do my thing.
I see you like me, tell the DJ.
Pump it up.
I see some haters grilling. I see some ladies chilling. I see that girl,
my man, jump on.
Dougie,
what up?
She can hop in the wheel and we go.
Pump it out. Okay, we was leaving, we was done. Then she said, can my peoples come? Here we go, I see you, don't stop. They wanna ride in something with a rim, don't stop. Look, baby, you fine, but your girlfriend's not. And then she wanna hold out, getting cute on the phone. I ain't gotta be bothered, be cute on your own. My jump off doesn't run off at the mouth so much. My jump off never asks why I go out so much. My jump off never has me going out of my way. And she don't want nothing on Valentine's Day. My jump off don't argue and get rebellious. And she don't mind hanging out with the fellas. My jump off's not insecure or jealous.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Hustler,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Please tell a DJ.
Pump it up.
Y'all dudes keep talking about your ice and all the shine to it. That's a white gold cross with a real fine cubic. Ma wanna fall in love like I'm Cupid. Telling me she don't get brain like I'm stupid. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. Get it?
Nope.
think about it. The game is bad, player. Ain't it bad, player? Don't worry, Joey, you change it back, player. Might have heard me spitting with Kane and Fat, player. I got it set towards it, bring it back, player. Bang and clap, player. Front man no longer playing a back, player. Plain as that, player. 808 bumping, bang the track, player. Want my second win, change the back, player. Jump off, one man gang, I'm back, player. Look. What you want, bump, double clip, pump, ride by, slump, dump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my, won't jump off. But all the streets need is tickets to jump off. Tickets to jump, tickets to jump off. Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Pick up that
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing. Hustle, do your thing, let me do my thing.
Please tell the DJ,
pump it out,
fella.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing. Hustle, do your thing, let me do my thing.
Please tell the DJ,
pump it out.
For you, official.
Welcome back to STFU Radio. We're going to go into some news now. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Google Desktop. Google has released the third beta release of Google Desktop. I don't know why they still call it a beta release, because it's like everybody's using it already, like it was a normal release, but. So, yeah, they're launching it. It has a lot of new features. It's, they can customize a lot of their personalized information, like, more so than the other version. There's also a... But one of the big things about this is they have a search across computers feature, which is a feature designed for people who use multiple computers. What it does is it goes and it lets you... It goes and automatically uploads stuff to the from your computer to the Google server. And then you can, if you use multiple computers, you can go onto your other computer, use Google Desktop as long as you're on the same, like, Gmail account. You can get those files. But the EFF, Electronic Frontiers Foundation, has, like, put out this warning that, and it's a concern to a lot of people that it automatically does this. You can't really, like, control that much. It just copies all your Word documents and everything. So... And so if the government wanted those documents, they wouldn't even have to get a warrant and come to your house to get your stuff. They could just subpoena Google for it, which is really crappy if you get in trouble with the law. And also, you know, black hat hackers rejoice because they can hack Google and get your shit.
Fight the power.
And get tons of other shit.
Fight the power.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's... Yeah, there's some problems there, which is probably the reason why it's still beta. But, yeah, you can toggle this on and off, though, so I don't see what the big deal is, except for that most people know, like just leave on the default things, so it'll, like, automatically do that by default. But it's kind of pointless for EFF to put this out, because the people who are reading EFF are the people who don't leave their shit on the default settings.
Hell.
Like, normally, so...
They should post it on,
it's not... So it's not really going to help for the EFF to get behind it.
Hell, I mean, everything really. From Google is still beta.
Yeah.
Gmail, probably Frugal, still beta.
All the shit Google
know.
Uses
Frugal?
Is still beta, but...
Yeah,
it's
for,
like,
shopping.
Whatever.
But people use it, like, more than other shit that isn't beta, so nobody gives a fuck.
Big Brother's watching you.
You guys got any thoughts on this?
I don't know. I don't like hackers. So that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, stop fucking around, County Kid.
Why are you here, man?
Well, I mean, this really doesn't bother me, but I think it's gonna be easier for hackers to find your shit, and that's a bad thing. That's all I can say.
Not just hackers, the government.
Yeah, good point.
I don't trust the government. Very much so.
I've never trusted the government.
You know, I'm more honest than the government.
I trusted the government when we had Clinton.
Uh-oh,
he was
that's dangerous
good.
Thinking.
I don't trust the government.
Whatever. Okay, so
go back.
Okay, next thing. Google puts instant messaging service inside their email. So, like, right now, a lot of people aren't using Google Talk because most people use AIM and all that stuff. Because most people get what use their IM clients based on who, on how many of their friends use it. And Google has not had much success there, but they're trying to get more people to use their instant messenger service by having a little thing inside when people check their email. They'll log on to the Google service also, and they can do it from their web browser, which will be really cool because I'm not able to use the native Google thing on Linux. So, in a web browser, it's non-platform specific, which is pretty awesome, and definitely gonna work with that. It'll be nice to see, like, because everybody out there has a Gmail account, but very few people use Google Talk. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll be able to talk to all the cool people who have Gmail accounts when they are logged on, and that will be pretty fucking awesome. Because I hate AOL and AIM, so...
Well, I think this is a really smart move for Google, just to kind of go in on that market, because, you know, AOL has a big grasp on that, and they're one of their biggest competitors. So I think this is a really smart move for Google, to go into the messaging service.
Yeah, Google's taking on, like, everything, and they're, like, succeeding like hell.
Yep. Soon enough, they're going to make Google panties.
No.
No, I'd wear Google panties. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that it puts it, like, right out in your face the second you log on, I mean, it just makes it... I mean, people probably don't use it because you have to log on to the whole client and everything, and AIM is just a lot more... I mean, because everyone has AIM.
It's a separate application, yeah.
Yeah. But combining it just makes it more efficient.
Definitely.
Yeah, convenient. Next thing. Halo 2 announced for Windows Vista.
Codename Longhorn.
Actually, they haven't used the word Longhorn in a long-ass time.
Well,
sure. Yeah, so Microsoft, they've announced plans to bring the, like, uber-cool Xbox game Halo 2 onto Windows, but unfortunately, it's not going to be on Windows XP. It's going to be a title only for Windows Vista, which is going to get a lot of people to buy Windows Vista. But or just download it off BitTorrent and that shit. Which really kind of sucks, because, I mean, if I want to... Windows Vista is going to cost, like, $300 when they release it first. And Do I want to pay $300 to just play Halo 2? And Halo 2 is such a good game that a lot of people will pay $300 to play it.
So who will buy an Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, again, this is just another reason you should just switch to Mac. I mean, there's really no point.
Yeah, but are they going to have Halo 2 on Mac at all?
Doesn't matter. Buy an Xbox, damn it.
Yeah, so... like, but of course, who's gonna pay $300 for Windows Vista when you can to play Halo 2 when you can get off BitTorrent so easy for free? And yeah,
I think it's a smart move for Windows.
Yeah,
because they're releasing their new system. Everyone's used to the XP.
Yeah,
everyone's got an XP.
Yep.
Now the Vista newer, I don't know much about it myself, but Halo 2 was enough reason to get several people to buy, like, the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have had, like, a PS3 or whatever. So this is just going to be, like, a reason for people to buy Vista.
Well, I mean, personally, I don't own an Xbox. I own a PlayStation 2. But I considered buying an Xbox just to play Halo, just because it's such a great game.
Love that game.
Yeah, me too.
Halo kicks ass.
I probably actually would have bought an Xbox for Halo 2, but I was like, okay, they're going to release it on PC later, so...
Although Halo 1 was
better.
But
yeah, now it's on... I'm going to get Vista anyway, because I've tried to get my sound to work in Windows XP... on my laptop, and it has not worked. So, I'm really praying that Vista supports, like, all my shit. So, yeah, but, if it doesn't, then I'll be really pissed. But, yeah. Next thing. Apple is going to cut the price on iPods.
Finally!
They already have
time.
Yes. Apple, like, the only time they lower the price of an iPod is when they release a new iPod. But finally, like, people are actually putting up competition, like Sony, iRiver, Creative, Dell. They're, like, putting out all these MP3 players that are just as good as iPod, but, and people are buying because they're way cheaper. So Apple's finally been pressured into cutting the price on the iPods, which is very nice for us consumers, because we save money.
I don't know. I think Apple should be cautious of undercutting themselves and underselling themselves, you know, because if they keep lowering the prices,
yeah, but
eventually...
think about it. Like, the iPod is like $300.
Well, you know, that's
way overpriced.
That's a fine line to walk. You know, you've got to walk between making a profit and then, you know, not falling short of the competition. So it's a tough business decision.
But see, they can like lower the price like a lot and still be making a ton of money.
That's true. But then, you know, if you fall too low, you get in a price war and no one makes any money.
Yeah, but they're really not at that point yet. So yeah.
They could get there though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, they can't.
Can.
They could charge very low for iPods and still be making a bunch of money.
I don't know how much it takes to actually...
But corporate America likes to maximize their profit.
It's a portable hard drive.
While raping the
common user. Well, the Nanos are flash drives, right?
Yeah, and so are the Shuffles.
Shuffles are awesome.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah. Shuffles are like Legos. At least they look like them.
What the hell?
What the fuck? Are these? Are
yeah, I, was it a mistake to bring you on the show?
Maybe.
Might have been.
I'm gonna like have to like beat the crap on you probably sometime on this show.
I think someone's been smoking marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Like,
I love the Mary Jane.
There you go.
Don't we all?
Okay.
Getting back to topic.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Next thing, BitTorrent to power ISP's video service. So there's this British ISP called NTL. It's the one of the largest broadband providers in the UK, and the ISP is including like a video swapping service for people to like, or a video service that people can like pay to get videos, and then the ISP gives it to them. And they're considering using BitTorrent for it, which is very good for the BitTorrent makers, because the person who made BitTorrent really didn't like. Maybe it was on his mind, but he didn't really intend it to mainly be a technology for wares and, like, getting illegal shit. So, you know, now that BitTorrent's getting more into, like, the mainstream and now it's being used commercially to, like, power other services, which will also make the BitTorrent maker very rich. Yeah. But also, with BitTorrent... I mean, BitTorrent is a slow motherfucker. Like, seriously, I've downloaded things, like, I've had things downloading on BitTorrent, and it's, like, taken days and days, and then I've gone to, like, LimeWire, and it's taken, like, 2 hours. What do you guys think?
I use LimeWire, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like BitTorrent.
I tried BitTorrent, didn't get it to work.
I hated it.
Remember when we got it, and there was, like, that ad?
Oh yeah,
pay me money and I'll like go away from you.
Well, like I was like looking at it and I found the guy who started it. He has a live journal and I went on there and I told him how much I hated BitTorrent and he never really replied. I don't know why, but
he doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, he's a jerk. If I said fuck you.
Yeah, with BitTorrent, I use like LimeWire and IRC for most of my stuff, but like BitTorrent has the most like most anything you can find. If it's on BitTorrent, but it's going to be slow as a motherfucker. So, yeah, exactly. So if I can't find something on another thing, I'll go to BitTorrent and just have it like going for days and days. And so yeah, BitTorrent probably wasn't the best choice for the ISP, but if they use Nutella, it would probably be a lot faster. Yeah. So congratulations to the BitTorrent people for not being illegal motherfuckers now.
Yeah, good.
They have a name.
Good job, douchebags.
Okay, so
nice one.
Thank you.
Last thing, advertisers are gonna face public humiliation over adware. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is going to, in an effort to cut back on adware, they're announcing like. Advertisers that use adware as their advertisement type thing, so which will be very good because they're like
if the advertisers use adware, they're going to get fined by the Federal Trade Commission. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and okay. Their like names are going to be put out, so
blacklisted.
Yeah, and then people aren't going to buy from them because their names will be out there.
People will TP their house
in broad daylight.
You broke my computer.
Yeah, which about time somebody did something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you.
Because
you
I know your guys' computer got raped.
Fucked by it.
by yeah. Adware.
We can't even right-click anymore.
It's like, well, you know, I have a Mac. I didn't ever have this problem, but...
Shut up, Mac user. You only have one mouse button. Yeah, but there's also a flip side to this that some people are arguing against it because what a lot of people that are advertised over, with Adware, they give their ad, they tell other people to advertise for them and pay those people, and sometimes those people pay other people, so it's kind of like a chain going down, and then one of those other people happens to use the Adware, so then with this, the topmost company gets raped. But the other people that are actually putting out the adware aren't getting raped. So we will see how it actually turns out, if it actually puts a stop to a lot of the adware out there or not.
Only time will tell.
Indeed. Yes. So yeah, that sums it up for our news portion. This next song we're going to play, another song people used to like a lot.
Classic.
You've never really heard it since. Called In Da Club by 50 Cent.
That song's hilarious.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the letter, saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When you playing to put the rap game in the trunk, uh-huh. I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. Uh-huh. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. Okay. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came more and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let her make, watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. They know where we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop up, nigga. G-Unit.
welcome back to STFU Radio. We're going to go into plugs now, where we talk about a certain product that we or service that we've used, and we tell you about it and tell you to go use it, because you are slaves like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the first plug's going to go to a book I'm reading. It's called Game Programming All in One, and it's by Jonathan S. Harbor. Naturally, it's about game programming, and it uses the Allegro libraries for its programming libraries, which is really cool, because normally, like, if you're programming a game, it's platform-specific. Like, if you're coding Windows, you use DirectX. Linux, you use OpenGL. Mac, I have no fucking clue, because I don't have a Mac.
Fuck you.
You have no right click.
So...
Here we do. You have six buttons.
Okay, shut up. Okay,
dude,
so...
shut up.
Yeah, but Allegro, it's an open source library, it's multi-platform, and you may think, like, when it's multi-platform, that means it trades in some performance to be multi-platform, but that's actually not the case. Allegro, if you're using it on Windows, Allegro uses DirectX for what it does. If you're on Linux, it uses OpenGL for what it does, and so it just... But it keeps it universal, so you can port stuff without changing very much code at all, which is pretty damn awesome. So, and also the book's really interesting, so go check it out. It's Game Programming All-in-One by Jonathan S. Harbor. Next plug goes to whoever.
I just wanted to plug the energy drink balls. I know a lot of you have had balls. And,
balls in your mouth.
Yeah, I drink balls on a semi-nightly basis. And it's really, balls have kept me through a lot. And they've stood by me while I've had some rough sleepless nights doing homework, and balls, this one's for you.
He also has a huge tower of balls.
Yes, yeah, in my room, it's just a big tower of balls.
That's awesome.
Well, I gotta start collecting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. My plug is the Motorola V551. It's a pretty kick-ass phone. I know it's not as good as the Razer, but I use it, so fuck you, it's good.
Yeah, the Razer's pretty cool, too.
Second plug goes to Gnome Baker. It's a CD burning GUI program.
Gnome Baker.
What the fuck? GUI, it's not that funny, damn it. Shut up.
Gnome Baker. GUI.
Shut up. Okay, so think like most people know about K3B, which is it's a CD burning GUI for KDE on Linux and BSD. Gnome Baker is it's basically shut up. It's not that damn funny.
Gnome Baker.
We make gnomes.
So yeah.
Is the icon enough?
It's basically the equivalent for GNOME, and it's pretty damn awesome because I hate KDE and I love GNOME. So if you're on GNOME and you want a CD burning GUI program, check out Gnome Baker. Shut up, damn it.
I would... Anyways.
There's a mistake bringing you on here.
Sorry.
The second thing I'd like to plug...
You said the word.
The second thing I'd like to plug is Final Fantasy XI. It's a kick-ass game. Fuck you all, you WoW players. WoW sucks, okay? Final Fantasy's way better, and Link Shell's kick-ass better than Guilds, so fuck you.
GUI. Shut up.
What the hell?
I'm trying to remember what I was just going to plug. Oh,
people
yeah.
are going to think we're, like, so high on this show, I swear.
There's just, like, one program... Remember Goldwave. Okay. Alright, if there's anything slightly tech-based I'm going to plug, it's going to be Goldwave. For those who don't know, it's just like an audio record program. It's also you can also like edit and things. You know, yeah, basic. I kind of suck at that shit. But it helps. I made some cool stuff with it. And, I don't know.
Yeah, I used...
I used
GarageBand on Mac, so if you have a Mac, definitely try out GarageBand. It's really easy, and you can have a lot of fun with it. Just, recording phone calls and editing them, or,
you can make sound effects.
Or, yeah, making songs. Me and Dr. Z2A recorded a rap song.
It sounded pretty stupid.
No, it's so hardcore. You mean like a whore.
But it, like a whore.
In the core store.
I can't rap at all, so... But yeah, check out the program anyway.
Check it out, yes.
Because it makes you sound somewhat good, even if you suck.
Yep.
Dude, have you ever played Stairway to Heaven backwards? Dun, dun,
yes,
dun.
I've seen that.
A satanic message.
Have you ever heard
How did we get on Stairway to Heaven?
I used Gold Wave to play it backwards.
Have you ever heard of Another One Bites the Dust played backwards? It has a subliminal message, so it's fun to smoke marijuana.
Enough,
I use Gold Wave to play that.
Gold Wave.
Okay, fuck the subliminal messages.
We'll
just play, like, what's it called? Chicago backward.
I'm gonna
be like, the Lord Satan commands you to spill the blood of the innocent.
That's from Little Nicky, dude. Yeah.
No shit.
Alright, I'm gonna also plug those Top Ramen packets because those things have saved me from starvation more than I can, like.
Oh, yeah, same
here. Top Ramen, how I love you.
Yeah,
ramen. Food of the gods, dude.
Ramen, I love you so much.
I'd like to plug Hot Pockets. Not only is their song fucking annoying, but they taste hell of good. I mean, they just threw, like, random shit.
No, we can only plug the one food. Come on, Black Rose. Fine. I'm gonna kill you. Bro.
Fine.
I'm gonna kill
enough.
Black
okay.
Rose, what kind of name is that? You sound like a faggot.
Dude, I stole it from Leech.
Okay, so
no, I'm not.
Yeah, my last plug, and then we're going on is to Fedora. I just installed it as my new distro because I was trying to find a distro that doesn't suck because I can find major problems with all of them. And I like Gentoo a lot, but Gentoo takes 4 hours to install, and I really am not willing to put 4 hours into an install. Because that makes me... Because if I'm doing 4 hours in an install, I end up, like, awake all night. Then I end up, like, looking at porn at 3 a.m. and, like, drinking, like, Red Bull all night. And then I'm, like, all messed up the next day. And I'm like, ah! Okay.
No.
But Fedora, that installed, like, in, like, 20 minutes. It's easy as hell. And it's, like, awesome. So, yeah, if you are looking for an easy as hell distro, and, like, yeah, it was very nice to use Fedora after the distros I have used. So, yeah, it's nice. Both of you, shut the fuck up. So before this gets any, like, stupider or retarded or crap like that, we decided to change away from the theme of the songs, and we're going to play Get Busy by
Sean DePaul!
And enjoy it.
Hey, get busy.
Yeah.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate. Anything you want, because it's oscillating. If I don't take pity, I want to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Yeah, nobody can do you nothing, because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies, want with us, you know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morn. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go on, rotate, cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Come in here, my mention, don't ease the tension. Girl, run the program, just go on, fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man won't let it. You are the number one girl, wave your hand, make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morn. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy, just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate. Anything you want, forgot it, oscillate. If I don't take pity, want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing? Yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Donna, yo, Miss Jody and the one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Yo, Anna, shake that thing. Yo, Annabella, shake that thing.
miss, kinda dirty, yo, yeah. Hey, yo, but me go so then sexy ladies want part with us. You know they care with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my band ignite my flame, till I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. You know they care with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my band tight, I'm a flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is for fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on.
Alright, welcome back. We would go into shouts normally around this point, but we're gonna do it after County Kid. He's been like bitching at me all day to ask these questions.
That's right.
Even though they're really retarded and they suck dick and crap like that. But yeah, so he's gonna ask 5 questions and we're gonna flame the crap out of him for him.
Yep.
So, and then we're gonna go into shouts.
Should be interesting. So, yeah, this is a little segment I like to call Questions with a Noob featuring County Kid. First question is, what is a megabyte? It sounds like an oversized potato chip.
Suck my dick.
Ow.
You're mistaken, man.
Dude, you're fucking wrong.
You suck.
Potato chip.
Alright, okay. Fine. Are all hackers evil?
Yes.
Yeah, man, they all want to come to your house and cut you up to little bits in your sleep.
Ow!
Ah!
When you own someone, is it like getting a slave?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I totally, like, get a slave when I pwn them.
They become your bitch.
Yeah, you know.
God, guys, I just wanted to learn how to hack so the girls will like me. Is it possible to hack acne?
Yes, I hack my acne all day. That's why I have tons of it.
Yeah, that's why you have a Photoshop picture of you.
Photoshop picture without acne.
I saw this movie called Hackers. It's what got me into hacking. So far, I've used it as my manual to hacking. How accurate is it?
Die, motherfucker.
Die, motherfucker!
Die, motherfucker, still!
Don't repeat me,
have
damn it.
Actually,
fine.
Have you actually ever got anything through with that thing?
So thanks for my questions, and I just want to learn how to hack.
Dumbass.
Fight the power.
No.
Fuck you.
No power.
Fuck you.
Okay. Shouts.
Now, we're going to actually do something normal and, like, not retarded, okay? We're going to go into shouts. My first shout's going to go out to SN9, because he helped me fix my Mac. And if you help me fix my Mac, you earn, like, eternal coolness in my book. So, yeah, he's cool. Shout to him. My second shout goes out to Justabil, because he's pretty awesome. Yeah. He goes to the 2600 meeting that me and County Kid go to.
Yo.
Which is, so, yeah, he's pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
Third shout goes to my buddy Amon, because he just did me a really big favor. I'm not going to say what the favor was on here, but he did me a big favor. So, and then my last shout goes out to Idris. Take that goddamn shirtless picture off your MySpace. I don't care how much steroids you do. Just shut the hell up, Idris, and go die.
Oh, yeah. I just want to give a shout-out to Zahn and Vinny Life and everyone else who's a member of the Gabies. Yo, Gabies equal truth. And shout-out to Murdoch. I hate you, you bastard. And everyone else in the Berkeley B-Town scene, yo.
By the way, Gibbies or whatever is his band.
Yo. No, it's an organization, bitch.
Okay, whatever.
I actually have 3 shout-outs. The first one goes to Leech. I mean, I steal Black Roses of Chaos for you, and that's how I derived the name Black Rose, so fuck
no,
you. My second shout-out goes to my 8th grade health teacher, Mr. Couches. You're hilarious. You talk in a monotone, and one of my friends likes you. I think she's weird. My third shout-out goes to the band Orgy. You kick ass.
Alright, my shout-outs go to that one meth head in San Francisco. I think his name was Weiwei, right? Alright. Yeah, you were, like, the coolest dude I've ever seen on meth. You're, like, walking down the streets. And you were, like, you were gonna sell us some stuff, but we had to go. I mean, yeah. I think we gave you money. You don't know me, though, bro. We're cool. Alright, my second shout-out goes to my old math teacher, Mr. Ogle.
And my old math teacher.
Yeah. I dropped your class because it's way too hard, and there's too much homework, and I got a C in it. Yeah, and your jokes really weren't that funny. And I think half the school hates you. And no, actually, it's...
And we're in an easier math class now.
Yeah,
hell yes.
Gooey. Oh, man. And the third goes to... I
know I'm following what Black Rose did right here, but the band Between the Bird and Me, you guys kick ass, I swear. You have like the most awesome CD I've ever heard. Alaska kicks ass, alright? Thanks.
Alright, and wait, and we played Alaska on an earlier episode if you want to hear it, so
yeah.
So that sums up the show. We just wasted like an hour of your time. So
was it us who wasted it, or you who just chose to waste it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
It's your fault.
Crackhead or the asshole.
Yeah, that's your fault for listening to this damn show.
Do it!
Do it!
Okay, shut the hell up. All right.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Davies for life.
And then, yeah, so this next thing we're going to play is called Lisbon Acid by AFX.
The best song ever.
Have fun with it. Good night, and fuck you.
Get some sleep,
Davies.
No, don't get sleep. I'm sorry.